we lost the last game. And they took the steps away.
Yeah. Mark Anthony took the steps, actually.
Oh, jeez. We gotta let that slide.
Every time. That's why you little left.
Coach, just talk about your overall reaction to the game today.
Actually, well, I really like the result. I think for a large part of the game, I liked a lot of the things we did. We put a lot of pressure on them for large parts of the game. The problem was when we gave up a chance, it was a 10-beller. And that's something we need to tidy up. There was just too many graded chances in the slot, and a third goal is a perfect example for that. And you know, we really needed moves tonight, especially when we fell behind and he stopped the breakaway and a couple grade A chances. Those go in, who knows what happens. But I like the perseverance the group had. You know, Moose gave us life when he made that save, and then we took it from there. But a little too loose in our end, but for the most part, you know, we'll take this.
There's kind of moments like when your goaltender makes a save like that, and then seconds later it's a tie game.
Yeah, well, you've heard me say this many times. I know goaltenders look at their stats and the wins and the goals against and save percentage, all that kind of stuff. The great ones, though, just, you know, they make timely saves. And whether it's 6-5 or 2-1, what are the saves you make at the big moments? And, you know, Moose made it tonight, and we took it from there. But you just, it's great, because it's almost like he's getting rewarded for that, for making that save. And so, you get to tip your cap to him.
Speaking of rewards, for Nick Perkins to score his first career goal, game winner.
And then you get to say it was from Nikita Kucherov, so that's pretty cool too. Great moments. You know, we were just talking about it. I think when he sat on the bench, he sat in between Stammer and Hedman, and they were, you could see how happy they were for him. So that's a huge moment. Like making the NHL and playing in your first game, massive moment. But being able to score your first goal, and then it's the game winner. But deserving. You could see this was coming at some point. He'd been getting some chances, and that was a big one, timing-wise, to go in for us. So the one thing is, Perbix is new to the NHL, but it's not like he's a kid. He's 24 years old. He's mature, and so he's like all players that are new to the NHL. They're quiet. They get in line and they just watch what everybody else is doing and follow them. And so, but he's a really intelligent player and human, and he thinks, you can tell he processes things, and that's how it translates into his game. And so that's why, you know, he makes really smart outlet passes, and now it's just getting to the point of doing it under more and more pressure because of the speed of the game. But you can see he's improving with each game. Like his first game, he probably would have changed. You know, because there's nerves and all that, and now he's growing confidence, now he's jumping into plays, and now he's making plays like that. So, but he's been a very welcome addition on our team.
John, could you tell, like, in training camp that he might be this important part of your team back then, you know?
So he showed well in training camp, but there's a variety of reasons why he's not here. I think I said this before, it's very much like the Chernak situation was when he was here. And you could tell he had in NHL tools, but you don't want to be in position to like rush players to the NHL. Like the AHL is a phenomenal development league. We have a great coaching staff down there. They've done a great job. I think a little bit a difference with Purbix is he's older. So he played the college game for some time, so it's not like he was 19, and he's a more mature kid in so many different ways, and so hence why he's here.
Coop Hagel looks so comfortable on that line now with Point Kucherov, and he's a menace on the PK. Nice to see a kid like comfortable this year. He's got his feet under.
Yeah, it's different because, you know, when Hags came last year, again, we're trying to find a spot for him where he fits, and you're doing it in the middle of the season when your team's kind of set. So, and then he kind of fell into a role, a big time checking role he had for us last year that was huge for us. But he did put up a bunch of points in Chicago, so we knew he had that in him. It was just a matter of, you know, getting his chance to play with, you know, players of a different skill set. And much like Purbix, his confidence is growing now. He's getting a feel for these guys, and it, you know, definitely paid off tonight.
With Purbix again, like, it's sometimes just we don't have poise. Like, it's just something, like, you can't really necessarily teach it. You can learn it through experience.
Well, I think you just answered your question. I think you have it in you, but experience really helps and reps. But he's showing it at a pretty, you know, without too many games in the league. But again, he's playing the Olympics, so he's done some pretty cool things. You know, he's played in big games in college hockey, and so, but you're doing it at the best league of the world, so that's impressive.
Chen, you talk a lot about sticking with it. You know, there was a point in that game, second period into the third, where their guy was making a lot of, you know, momentum, maybe shifting saves there. You know, were you happy with the way that, you know, your guys?
I like the chances we generated tonight, and I mean, we got four. That should be well enough to win a hockey game. It was, and yeah, he did. Like he robbed Cooch on a number of occasions tonight. I think that's why Cooch gave it that extra zip when he threw it in the empty net. But it was what we gave up, and so that's where, you know, it's one goal too many, and so that's something, you know, we're just gonna have to improve on as a team as we move forward here. But we definitely had enough chances for. We just we gotta cut down on some of them again.
Oh, it's the books.
It was 1-0.
1-0. Yeah, yeah. Just.